This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have Manny and Matt and the whole crew raring to go. Manny's really lonely today. He just told us during the break that he could use some companionship. So that's a good reason to call, I think, isn't it, Todd? Isn't that what he said? He was lonely, and he loves juggling all your phone calls there. It's a part of his day. So give us a ring at 800-228-0550. You okay, Manny? Everything all right?
I think I'm okay.
You think it'd be okay?
Yeah.
If we're really busy this hour with calls, things will be okay?
Yeah, that'll perk me up a little bit.
Yeah. You could tell he needs a little extra bounce in his temp there, Todd. Can't you tell?
I can.
Read it all over. Where'd Todd go? Busy taking the text down now?
I'm right here. Settle down.
You a little grumpy today, or what?
I was going to say, Todd sounds like he's in a kind of a crabby mood, too.
Yeah. I wasn't, but I am now.
So here's my clarion call to the fine listeners of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Call Manny and just say, hey, cheer up, Manny. That's all you got to do. And text Todd, and you can say whatever you want by text. Literally. 800-228. Yeah. 0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline to call Manny, or locally at 258-0550, the telephone numbers. And to text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. All right. And we have this entire hour for whatever's on your mind. All right. We have a number of calls that have come in that we've not had a chance to get to yet. We're going to get to those. Todd, the first one, the question on the one person, one vote deal is the first one we'll go to here in a moment. But I should finish two things. One, as I said last hour, I'm really curious if your opinion of Donald Trump has changed, or if you feel as though some momentum that he had towards this nomination has slowed. Some of the air come out of that balloon. A little deflated. I think deflated was a word that one of the listeners coined. I feel a little deflated about Trump. Do you? Feel a little deflated about Trump? I do. Because I was feeling the mo for Trump, just based on the electoral, not the electoral, but the delegate count and where we were going. And this whole War of the Wives deal has really been disheartening. It really is. I don't like it at all. It's unfit for a presidential race trying to determine who will be the leader of the free world. Don't like it. Now, doesn't mean that he can't repair it, but he better start trying, in my mind. So that's where I'm at, and I'm just kind of curious where you're at. If you had to vote today, where would you what would you vote? It's our own little caucus today. Knowing what you know right now. So that's one of the questions on the table. Anything else goes here today. Now, before the break, somebody called and said, Scott, I love what you said about that establishment deal, because we shouldn't have an establishment candidate emerge at the 11th hour. I was talking about, in my mind, the presidential nominee of the Republican Party is going to have to be Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. Okay? Because if it's John Kasich, the only other person left in the race, or even Marco Rubio, who still has some delegates, you know, like 100, and actually has more than Kasich, you are going to have a food fight beyond belief. You know, if it's Cruz, not Trump, the Trump folks are mad. If it's Trump, not Cruz, the Cruz folks are mad. You're going to have some. So my point was, it's got to be among them. Okay, however it happens, whether that be with the majority of the delegates before the convention, or whether on a few ballots and votes at the convention somebody emerges. But for it to be somebody that wasn't on the ballot at all or has long since dropped out of the race, to me, would be the establishment playing games. Bad idea. People will stay home. Wouldn't work. So that was my commentary last hour in one of the conversations. That led somebody to call and say, I liked what you said about the establishment there, so you're not for Wayne Stengem, right? Because he's the establishment candidate in the governor's race. I said, whoa, 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 back up the truck here. Now, wait a minute. That's apples and oranges completely. For one, you know, it isn't like Wayne Stengem was in the race and dropped out and one of the first to announce that he was in the race, right? So, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I also said, that's what I started to say before the break and I wanted to finish, that I think actually the establishment label, while it would hurt you nationally, doesn't hurt you in the state. Because the establishment's done pretty darn good in North Dakota, right? And the establishment was built by, at least the Republican Party as we know it today, Ed Schaefer. It was continued by John Hoeven and Jack Dalrymple. And Wayne Stengem is saying, I'm the guy to continue in that model, all right? And, yes, it's a little bit of a different budget time than John Hoeven or Jack Dalrymple found them, or excuse me, John Hoeven or I guess most of Jack Dalrymple's term he found himself in. You know, the end of Ed Schaefer's and the beginning of, you know, Ed Schaefer is Ronald Reagan, right? Took over a mess and built us back into something. And John Hoeven really benefited from that, but also continued it. And same with Jack Dalrymple. But Wayne Stengem is taking over a challenging situation, certainly not like what Ed Schaefer took over, but one that requires some work. Isn't that when you want somebody, the quote-unquote establishment, that knows their way around? Right? So you see what I'm getting at? I think that's an argument in favor of Wayne Stengem. And certainly if you're talking about the delegates this weekend deciding who do they pick, I don't think an establishment candidate hurts you in a convention full of people who really make up the Republican Party 365 days a year, 52 weeks. They're there. Yes, there's some people new to the process because they like maybe a Doug Burgum or a Rick Becker, but the majority of those folks are establishment folks. And now certain amount of those establishment folks look to key issues like, for instance, the pro-life issue. Right? They each would have their particular issue that they're, and I think Wayne Stengem's going to make the case to him, hey, I'm pro-life. I follow my church, okay? I'm pro-life. A couple exceptions here for, you know, rape and incest, but I follow my church, okay? Doug Burgum won't say. Rick Becker is, you know, claiming an 11th-hour conversion on that issue despite voting differently, and that's a tough sell, but he'll try and make that sell. But, you know, those kind of issues are about what lie in the balance. But the vast majority of those folks are going to be establishment folks. So, anyway, I see it being a little bit differently than on the national front. Hope that is clear as mud now for you. All right, Todd, roll, if you would, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, this call from a listener about his concern on the presidential race.
I was wondering if someone could tell me why we have this electoral college, the delegates and the superdelegates. What's wrong with one person, one vote? I've talked with many people that don't vote because they think their vote doesn't count. They don't realize that all those people add up. I believe it's just another way that they figured out for the administration to do what they think is best for us and do how they wish. Very sad that Bernie Sanders gets the majority of the vote, yet he gets no delegates. The superdelegates all seem to vote for Hillary. She's got him in the bank. I believe that's why so many of us are for Donald, because we hope that he will get in there, throw a wrench in things, throw a wrench in the crookedness of Washington, and because they do what they want instead of the will of the people. Thank you.
Yeah, that's interesting. I appreciate that very much. Not a lot of time before our first break here, but I don't disagree, first of all. And I know a lot of people, I've had many arguments with folks about this, to say, whoa, wait a minute, you don't do it that way. The reason Electoral College is the way it is so, you know, states like us matter. We actually have a say you know, and otherwise the big cities would just take this over. Well, you know, I think presidential campaigns are built to the system and the rules that they're playing under, right? So, right now, Ohio and Florida and Missouri and, you know, go down the list, swing states, Wisconsin is, you know, a swing state. You kind of play to those. And I think, unfortunately, they get the lion's share of the attention going into the election. If it were a different way, it was one vote, you know, the way you're talking about, I think it makes some sense. And by the way, there's been an effort in the legislatures to change this. I think Arizona was the latest that one chamber down there in Arizona passed overwhelmingly this vote. And nationally, a lot of people are for a popular vote as well. I think it makes some sense, and I think there's ways to get around the myth that the big cities would take over and the small states wouldn't have a say. Let's talk Trump, Cruz, anything else on your mind? What's on your mind? Give us a call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The calendar for April 25th through the 30th, US 85 Cleanup Week, the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, and all kinds of great partners like the North Dakota Motor Carriers Association and the City of Williston and the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation and Watford City, North Dakota, North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, North Dakota League of Cities, Vision West ND, McKenzie County, you get the idea. All encouraging you to be part of Cleanup Week. And it can start now, actually. That's right. Before you head out, just take a look around the vehicle, especially in the back of a pickup. Is there a bunch of stuff in there that could fly around the second you hit the road? Maybe keep a litter bag in your car and hang on to litter until you come to the next garbage receptacle. That wouldn't be a bad idea. Good way to go. And if you'd like to help in this endeavor, give Cal a call. Cal Cloon, the executive director of the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, 701-523-6171. Join the fun. We're all going to do this together. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is ready for your calls at 800-228-0550. Stephen Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to say that Donald Trump is pretty much a litter boy. And anyone that thinks that he's conservative is just not with it, especially his comments on Planned Parenthood does some good. That's just crazy. And then he attacks Cruz by using the same tactics that the media does. And then on his wife, there's no substance there on Cruz's wife. That says that Donald has no substance because he can't think of anything against Ted Cruz. And so those are some things I just would like to mention about Cruz's pretty much being a liberal.
Pretty much being a liberal in your view.
Well, yeah, for the reasons I gave you. And yeah. It's immoral to vote for him because of those reasons. And there's no substance behind him. When he attacks Cruz's wife, there's no substance there. And if he has to resort to that without thinking of something substantive against Cruz, that's pretty desperate.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned it's immoral in your view to vote for Trump. What would be pick one of those items off your list you think is the greatest example of why it would be immoral for you to vote for him?
Planned Parenthood. His comments on Planned Parenthood.
Okay, now let's talk about that though. What did he say about Planned Parenthood? I mean, all I heard is that he doesn't agree in taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood, but he talked about some of the good services they provide, which he bought into the rhetoric. And this is, and by the way, this is I think something that where Trump is, where he errs, because he says something about Planned Parenthood, and I think it was something about one of their talking points about the services they provide for women, but doesn't agree on taxpayer funding of abortion. So he's agreeing with the conservative position on Planned Parenthood, but he has to say something about Planned Parenthood that is sort of whatever their talking points. And rather than acknowledge, okay, you're right, there isn't anything I like about Planned Parenthood, he doesn't want to go back on that, so he sticks to it. But I don't think he's not for taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which is our main position on that, Steve, right? And we should just be, I'm glad he's got that part right.
Well, from my understanding, he said that Planned Parenthood does some good, and it's just a ridiculous comment. And
what he said.
Cruz is no substance to that. So that guy has no substance when he says, when he's so desperate that he can't attack Cruz on substance that to his wife.
But Steve, let's come back to this. We're talking about your point was that you believed it was immoral to vote for him. And I asked you for an example of what's immoral about it, and you're saying the Planned Parenthood comments. This came up in a debate.
He said that they can do some good, and it's just insane. That comment's insane.
Okay, but let's listen. I'm no fan of Planned Parenthood. I think they are flat out evil. I mean, if you look at the origins of Planned Parenthood as an organization. Were by a woman who wanted to make sure there were less black children in this world to preserve the white race. I mean, this organization is evil. Okay, so I'm not defending this in my exchange with Steve. I'm just trying to get to where we logically think about a particular issue. He in a debate promised to cut off federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Okay, and that's the key issue. That's the one issue that separates Democrats and Republicans about Planned Parenthood. So he's in the right place on that. However, he said that millions of women are helped by Planned Parenthood in their fight against cervical cancer and breast cancer. I would defund it because I'm pro-life, but millions of women are helped by Planned Parenthood. So I think what he's trying to say is he just took the talking points of Planned Parenthood that, you know, and here's the deal. Planned Parenthood does do a small sliver. You know, in other words, you walk in for, cancer screenings or whatever, you know, they do that, and that's what they talk about. Obviously, the majority of their funding comes from abortions, but he's saying he'd defund them. So I don't know that it's immoral to vote for Donald Trump because of his comments on Planned Parenthood. Because that's
Planned Parenthood is so evil, I wouldn't say one good thing about him. And he bothered to take the airtime to say that. You know, that by itself should tell you something about that. And then his attack against Cruz's wife. There's no substance there behind that guy when he has to go to Cruz's wife and attack her instead of attack Cruz on some issue that he disagreed with. That's just down the barrel.
Yeah, and I'm acknowledging that, Steve. Appreciate your call, by the way. And to welcome others at 800-228-0550. I don't know if that's a deal breaker. It's disappointing. I'm going to spill the beans on Heidi. I don't know what that means. I know a Trump spokesperson was asked about it, and she pointed to a lot of her work that she said was at odds with what Ted Cruz was voting on. So it was more policy things. There's sort of a whispering campaign that she's had some mental health issues, and that's what he was talking about. I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever know. But, again, I want to go back to Steve's point that, okay, it's immoral to vote for Donald Trump. That's a big statement, okay? Why? Well, you know, give me your number one reason why you think it's immoral. Planned Parenthood. What about Planned Parenthood? Because he said he'd cut off federal funding. All right? I'd defund them because I'm pro-life. But millions of women are helped by Planned Parenthood, specifically referring to cervical cancer and breast cancer. This is an interesting debate. I want to know from the listeners, is Steve right or am I right? To me, Donald Trump, I'd rather he not say anything good about Planned Parenthood, but if he's going to pick something about Planned Parenthood to the extent they've helped anybody with cervical cancer or breast cancer, I'm not going to say, you can't say that. You know, whatever, fine. He's, you know, the heavy lift is defunding them. Because the lion's share of their revenue comes from ending innocent life. That's what we don't like. So I don't think there's, in my opinion, anything in what Donald Trump said about Planned Parenthood immoral or worthy of a no vote. Steve says that's enough. This is where I think we need to think a little bit as conservatives. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Start Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tell me, it's Vietnam Vets Day in North Dakota. Cliff, thank you for the email. Cliff Lockaduck actually sent that note. Says it's Vietnam Vets Day in North Dakota. I wish I had known that. Could have planned a little more on the show.
Could have read your screen. You'd have known that about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, I saw it there, too, but I'm glad. I just didn't know. I'm saying in advance of the show. It'd be nice. If you have a Vietnam vet that you'd like to send a shout-out to, we'd love to do it. I've long said those Vietnam vets deserve a little extra attaboy, attagirl. You know why? They didn't get it when they came home. And through no fault of their own, just a sad chapter in American history. Anyway, Hillary Wald has been with the Hedolls location about 37 years in Bismarck. 37 years with Hedolls. And works with a lot of auto body shops. And was telling me some really neat things about how technology, paint, body, and on the equipment side have evolved. And when he first got to Hedolls, they used spray lacquers and enamels, right? And then they went into a European, where the folks from Europe were way ahead of the game, doing the clear coat, for instance. And of course, the domestic company started buying up some European companies and getting into that technology a little bit later. And you know, used to be a time where paints would last 3.5 to 5 years. Today it's 10 to 15 years before they start fading. I mean, folks don't even wax cars like they used to, right? Because you don't need to. And so that's pretty amazing what we're seeing. And 3, 4, maybe even 5 coats of paint, 3 coats of clear. Used to be the way that you'd get the V look. Now, 1 coat of paint, 1 coat of clear. That's what they have. That's kind of technology. Pretty amazing. And same thing on the matching the paint colors, and the technology they have is just extraordinary. I asked Hillary, I said, what was your first car? Because I always ask that. 73 Nova, green metallic. It was meant to be doing the car thing. How about that? Got an excellent green metallic. Repainted it in high school, then wrecked it. Said, hey, you know, I better repaint the whole thing. Put a sunroof in, half a vinyl top. And 307. Wished it was a 350. Washed and waxed it every single week. Started at the Votec Center where I have open shop on Fridays and hand waxed it every week. Isn't that cool? I love stories about how much folks love cars, took care of them, you know, tinkered on them. Hillary Wald at the Hedolls in Bismarck. Hedolls has it. Not only the phone. You need great people, too. Back to the phones here on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Dave in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just calling because of all the Trump bashing. I listen to the radio, and the guys are just always whacking on McDonald. And I just thought I'd call and put my 2 cents in.
Lay it on me, Dave.
Well, you know, just the Planned Parenthood thing is a terrible thing. But there's a lot of people in the cities and the inner cities that depend on the Planned Parenthood. For like you said, for normal everyday things, not just the bad thing. You know, and if we're going to get the votes of these people, you can't just draw a hard line in the sand. The country's went too far to the left right now, and that's why I just feel if Cruz gets the nomination, he's not going to be able to get the Democrats that we need, the swing votes. He's going to get the people that we'd always get, the hard right, the hard Republicans. But we need the middle-of-the-road people, and we need to get the Democrats, too. And Donald is the one, he's going to be the one that is going to be able to do it. And you drawing a hard line on it like that, you're going to get the people that you always get, but you're not going to get the middle-of-the-road people and the people that are on the left that are on the bubble right now. You know, as far as the deal with the wives, I was reading last night that one of Cruz's operatives bought those pictures from GQ and put those into circulation expressly to sway that Arkansas vote. And people just keep on forgetting about it.
Yeah, I want to know, because that's what Trump's allegation has been all along, that Cruz bought the rights to them. Now, if Cruz bought the rights to them...
I read online that one of Cruz's operatives bought those pictures from GQ in order to bring them out at an express time, just like they did, and it did work with the Mormons. They, you know, they're definitely right. That's definitely right. But
yeah, I'd like to know more about that, Dave. I'm going to keep moving, but I think that's if that isn't what fact happened, that those pictures can be tied back to the Cruz campaign, then Donald Trump's right on how this whole thing started. I think that's a fair point. And by the way, we only need to, you know, remember Iowa and how the Cruz camp played there against Ben Carson. This isn't beanball. They're not Lily White either. Trenton and Minot, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just don't understand what's wrong with people. I mean, Trump made the comment about before. I forget the lady that was running whatever. He made a comment about her face. There's been the deal with him and Megyn Kelly. But now, oh, it's Cruz's wife, so it's a big old deal. It really doesn't matter to me personally, and I think people need to forget some of the small stuff. And the main thing is to get away from the globalist communist agenda that the left is pushing on us more and more. It's going to ruin this whole country that we can't come back from. Whether it's Cruz or Trump, either one, it needs to be somebody that's going to take us the other way and get away from this. I mean, good Lord, our own president said, oh, well, communism, socialism, whatever, pick what works. No, we're a capitalist country, and we need to maintain that, or we're going to be too far to get it back. But I don't understand why people are so twisted about the, oh, he said that about his wife. Well, he's made comments about two other chicks. Who cares?
Your point is that small ball in your mind compared to the much bigger idea of what we're trying to accomplish here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. People get hung up on the small things and don't think about the big things.
Right. But again, Cruz and Trump are in the middle of this back and forth. I mean, I'd love to see them elevate their game as well. Knock it off. Deal with the big... Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason we're talking about this is because they're fighting back and forth, right?
Right, right. But that's going to be that way anyway, I think, because they're the only two that actually have a chance, I believe, and that's why there's going to be patter back and forth. And, yeah, they need to put their big boy pants on and grow up a little bit.
Appreciate the call, Trenton. Thank you. Jeff in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, I was just going to make a couple comments on the Planned Parenthood discussion you guys been having there a little bit. And with Trump, I'm a Trump fan myself, and I think Trump is right by not saying too much about Planned Parenthood, because I agree Planned Parenthood does do a lot of good stuff out there. But for the bad things that they do, well, I would put that back more onto the people for putting themselves in that situation to have that problem, you know, taken care of. And as far as, yeah, Trump goes, I mean, it's Trump all the way for me because we're dealing with a corrupt government, and he's the only guy that's not in the government like the rest of them. He takes things with an open mind.
All right, so you have an interesting point there. I think what you're saying as far as Planned Parenthood, to the extent we don't like the fact that they are performing, you know, abortions to the degree they are, you're saying the individual that walks in there and has a decision makes the decision to have an abortion bears as much or more blame than the provider
Right, exactly.
I don't disagree with that point. I think it's one we could keep in mind. I would say, though, the idea that my tax dollars go to do what they do is abhorrent, awful. But Trump got it right on that. He said, I would defund them, right? So that's what we all ought to, you know, not like. And I believe Planned Parenthood's evil. I mean, you can't do what they're doing in body parts, baby body parts, selling them for more based on the condition of the, you know, and being careful how they take them out. All the stuff they've been caught on the videos, they are evil, okay? That's what they are, flat out, no doubt about it. But, you know, I also think, and some of this is talking points by Planned Parenthood. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a small percentage of what they do is legitimate health care for women. The cancer screenings, you know, those type of things, that's great. If Trump succumbs to some of their talking points about saying, I have no problem with them doing cancer screenings, I don't think you hang them on, you know, that. I think you say, hey, he's for defunding. That's the big issue. And you've injected a new part of this debate, Jeff. A new argument into this debate, and that is that don't forget there's some culpability among people who make the decision to end that child's life, too. Good point.
End that child's life, right.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. That's a good point.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Ron, Aberdeen, South Dakota, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to your show for quite a while and talk about Trump and Cruz and all the crap that's going on in Washington. It's all about money and power, we know. The left is attacking Trump and Cruz both because, I mean, when he gets, Trump or Cruz gets in, especially Trump, he's going to drain the swamp and take all their power and the money away from them. And I think we need to, as a country, need to realize what's going on and think about that and not about, you know, all this garbage about pictures and all this other stuff. We need to rally behind one of those two guys and drain that swamp in Washington.
Drain the swamp is a great analogy. It is a great analogy. And in my mind, it's an argument for Trump even more so than Cruz.
Yes, I think you're right.
I don't doubt Cruz would want to drain the swamp as well. I'm just not sure he would be as successful at it because he's going to need to rely on K Street and lobbyists, albeit different lobbyists, for the dollars necessary to run, right? So he's, and Trump would not. Trump doesn't have to go in and tap into the system. Nobody's going, you know, there's not going to be any IOUs cashed if Trump is the president. And I think you've got a better chance of draining the swamp that way. I think that's why the establishment fears the guy. It's control. We can get our grips in anybody else because they need us to get elected. Trump doesn't. That really messes them up, doesn't it, Ron?
Yes, it sure does. And you're right about Cruz. He's accepted a lot of establishment backing, guys that hate his guts, and now wonder what he had to promise them to get their endorsements. Really makes the red lights go on for me.
Interesting. Appreciate you calling, Ron. Thank you. Others, welcome in our final segment here. Emailer says, I'm a Vietnam vet, but want to give a shout-out to Floyd, Ralph, and Bernie Miller, all brothers, all served in Vietnam. We were all Marines. Thanks, Scott and Todd, for all you do. No, thank you. And we'll add Cliff Lackaduck to that list to send a note back in to give us a shout-out, reminding us it's Vietnam Vets Day in North Dakota. Beautiful. Any other Vietnam vets you want to give a shout out to? You got a family member? Dad that was a vet or an uncle or brother? Let us know. 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. with a 60-day money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Granted, it can be a million things or more, but it that I'm talking about today is our affordable, reliable electricity. And right now, there is a court battle over the Clean Power Plan that would make your electricity here within the sound of my voice less reliable, less affordable. And the cost would go up considerably, 30, 40, 50% or more. Find out how much more at secureenergyfuture.org. It's a website that is a great resource. First thing you do when you go there is let your elected leaders know you're paying attention to all this. You're armed with the facts. And you want them to fight for you so that we have affordable, reliable electricity. Secureenergyfuture.org. There's a little widget there that's a calculator, and there's a way for you to let elected leaders know, legislators, members of Congress, let them have it. SecureEnergyFuture.org. We're big supporters of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Check them out. Final segment for a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Let's hear from you at 800 228-0550. Here's an emailer. Says, remember when Republicans were complaining they wanted someone to fight and stand up for America back in 2012? Trump is doing the fighting, but now the same Republicans are crying because he fights. Very interesting. Exactly right. He's a fighter, and I think that's what people want more than anything right now. That's the number one thing they want. They want someone they know will go fight to save this country. And, folks, we need a fight. We're in a war. Ronald Reagan said America is never more than one generation away from extinction. If that doesn't say fight, I don't know what does. So I agree. And to Trump's credit, more than Ted Cruz or anybody in this race, he has understood what people want. He has understood where the electorate's at. That's why there was, you know, 15 of these candidates on the ash heap. Let's go to the phones here. Marlene has a Vietnam vet she wants to give a shout-out to. God bless you. Let's get another Vietnam vet shout-out going here.
Okay, I just wanted to say that at, from 11:30 until 1 today, there is a luncheon for the Vietnam North Dakota Vietnam vets at the AmVets in Bismarck on Railroad Avenue. Governor Dalrymple will be there to present commemorative pins, 50-year anniversary pins, to the Vietnam veterans that attend.
I hope you bring some of those fun license plates, too, plus the pins. I hope he brings some of those fun license plates. Sometimes he gives away license plates with, you know, different things on them, you know. Can't give these guys enough recognition, so I love that. It's great the governor's coming. And AmVets on Railroad, 11:30 to 1 today in Bismarck.
Yes.
That's all right, if there's anything else going on in the, wherever you're at, let us know. Last chance to get it in here because we want to tell folks. And God bless you for taking care of those Vietnam vets today, Marlene. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You as well. Luther and Grand Forks on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Luther.
Good morning, guys. I'd just like to remind your listeners, back in 1986, Ronald Reagan signed the amnesty bill for 6 million illegals on the promise that they would build a wall and stop the influx. Well, since that time, we've had up to 25 million people now cross that border illegally. So essentially, we've been betrayed by our own politicians who didn't build a wall, didn't stop the influx. And I think this partially explains Donald's popularity. He wants to stop that. He wants to send these 25 million who come here since then back home where they belong. What I'm trying to say is this influx was supposed to have been stopped back in 1986. And
no, you're right. And what lesson did we learn there? Build the wall first before you do any other kind of immigration reform. Build the wall first. That's what happened to Reagan. We learned that lesson. Luther, appreciate the call. Thank you. Todd Mandan says, Vietnam vet Arnie Selzer in Harvey, he wants to give a shout-out to. It's Vietnam Vets Day in North Dakota. We're giving shout-outs. Terry Caveney from your friends and family in Wahpeton, shout-out there as well. Love it, love it, love it. Thanks for keeping those coming. Cole's on the road. What's on your mind, Cole?
Well, good morning, Scott. I really enjoy your show. I listen quite a bit. And I just have a question. I think there's an elephant in the room that nobody really talks about. You know, I'm not a Bernie Sanders supporter by any means, but he points to the elephant. And Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, points to the elephant. But I don't hear either Donald or Ted talk about it, and that is the financial situation our country's in, caused by, all the bailouts, the TARP money, the bankers, and I'm wondering what you think's going on there.
First of all, I think what they do is they talk about a fix without talking about the reason the fix is necessary. So when they talk about a lot of their policies, they're talking about getting the economy going again, right? On tax policy, on cutting spending, on those things, and of course the fix to the debt and the problem we find ourselves in is a growing economy. But I would love them to talk about how we got in this hole, right, and why we have to avoid it. There's been not nearly enough discussion about a $19 trillion debt
and our
financial situation. But to their credit, I think to their credit, Cole, at least they're talking about what would fix it. And a growing economy would fix it. You get this economy going at 3, 4, 5% or more, you'll do some good. Sorry we don't have more time to talk, Cole. I know you had more to say. Try us again. Salute those vets. Find a Vietnam vet today, would you? And give them a good shout-out. They deserve it, for sure. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org, ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.